welcome to today's episode of the Speak to Transform. If you're listening to our podcast only, it's a Kingdom Women speaker. And if you're on YouTube, it's under lisav.tv, Speak to Transform. I am excited for you to learn today all about how you can have the power to transform your health and peace. Have you ever felt hopeless or helpless in the area of even your emotional stability or your health? You feel like there was just nothing you could do? Well, my guest today has learned a few things, and she works with women leaders specifically who are over 40 plus, who are looking for strategies to transform their emotional and physical health while reducing stress and anxiety. So let me bring onto the stage here Hillary Gooden. Hi. Hi, Hillary.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
I am well. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? I forgot to ask you.
You did. Gooden.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, let me formally introduce you to my audience, and then we're going to get right in and talk about how you came to do what you're doing. So Hillary is a speaker, a certified lymphology expert, a vibrant life promoter. She's an author and spiritual leader. She works with women leaders who are looking for strategies to get their life back from the control of stress. If you're listening today and somehow your life has gotten out of control, maybe being too busy and feel stressed all the time, then I want you to stay tuned, because I believe there's something here for you to take away today. And she specifically uses strategies and techniques to work the lymphatic system along with different holistic practices to bring balance to body, mind, and spirit the way God intended. She worked as a chief financial officer as an organization, Bobby E. Wright Comprehensive Behavioral Health, and is pastor of Word Alive Ministries in Chicago. She is a global ambassador of the Black Business Expo, also a board member. Women Reach Out with God Initiative in Nigeria, Africa. She understands wanting to fulfill your purpose and help God's people while working a demanding 9-to-5 job. That is quite an experience because I know a lot of women struggle with that, and it does become a stress. So she's also the host of two podcast shows, The Vibrant Good Health Show and Let's Get Acquainted with Hillary Gooden. Wow, you're a woman on a mission.
Yes, I too want to see women transformed. Absolutely.
So good. Well, tell me, Hillary, how did you get interested in this whole area of transforming your health and peace?
Well, as a minister, I've been a minister I was ordained, I believe, in 1999. It's been a while. And so there, you know, I want people to know how knowing the Lord can transform your life. Then I was a CFO, but I came up as a line staff to a management staff to becoming the CFO of the organization, even being offered to apply for the CEO position when the CEO was about to leave. I'm like, no, I don't want that much responsibility, because I'm ready to get out here and help women learn about how they can help their bodies to help them have better health and a more vibrant life by activating the lymphatic system. I got into that because of a chronic cough. That's what led me on my journey.
A cough, you know, like a chronic cough.
A chronic cough. You know, I believe I used to smoke. I smoked cigarettes. I started smoking as a peer pressure when I was probably in about seventh grade. It was a girl that she was real a mean bully kind of person, but she liked me and she smoked, so I smoked.
Get on her good side.
Yeah, you know, so I ended up with this smoking habit that the night I gave my life to the Lord, that early that morning when I gave my life to the Lord, he delivered me just like that. I have never had a desire for it since then. Wow. But I ended up with this cough. And as the years went on, and as my responsibility, even at work and different responsibilities as a minister and, you know, doing things with people, a lot of different people, the stress of it all, I began to realize was causing me to have anxiety attacks And it would manifest with this cough that was uncontrollable, which could show up out of nowhere and just take all my energy until I could try to breathe my way back to normalcy. And so that's what got me started trying to find out what can I do to help this cough without taking pharmaceuticals. The only thing my doctor wanted me to do was to get an inhaler for life. And I just, something in me said, it's got to be some other way.
Wow. Wow. And then that led you on a search for your own personal. So were you a lymphologist at that point, or was that kind of down the path that you went?
Okay. So as I began to try to find out what could I do and trying this, trying that, different holistic things that I would run into. And, you know, I always would try it myself, and a lot of things did work, you know, do work. But one day I was watching on YouTube, and I ran across a video of a man that was saying that the doctors had given him up to go home and to just live out his life. There was nothing else they could do for him, and he maybe would have about 6 months to live. And someone talked to him and said, "Listen, I know somebody that can help you." He introduced him to this man. The man said, "I can help you, but you're going to have to do everything I tell you to do." He said, "Well, I'm about to die anyway. What else could go wrong, right?" And so that man introduced him to the lymphatic system and working with your lymphatic system to get better. And of course, as I was watching him, he was the picture of health, you know, so that drew me in. I wanted to know more. And as I listened to that video, that interview led me on a journey that just took me from the person that helped him to the person that person learned from the person that person learned from. By the time I got through, I was in the 1800s. I was like,
wow. So it's been around for a long time.
Yes. And so I ended up finding the man that helped the academy, not the academy, but the Association of Worldwide Lymphologist to understand what the key was. I learned from his International School of Lymphology. That's where I became certified in 2012.
That's so good. You know, I was introduced to lymphology through a friend of mine online. We've never actually met in person, but we were coaches at an organization that we both coached at. A Christian organization, and she was a naturopath, and she introduced me to the whole more of the lymphatic, the importance of the lymph system.
Yes.
But recently as well, I have a friend who tapped into this secret, if you will, when her first two daughters were diagnosed with autism in a young age. She began to actually go and do research and different things. And one of the things was this lymphatic system cleansing and detoxing and just, you know, draining of that. And it helped tremendously. Yeah. It was like amazing. So I'm curious to know, when someone comes to you, like, what is your blueprint for working? Do you have a process or blueprint for the work?
Oddly enough, the man that he went to see initially, he told him, "This is the first thing you need to do. We got to go through a process of you forgiving." I said, "Whoa." Now, as a Christian, as a minister, I was like, that drew me in even more. And so I was like, wow. So I go through a process of dealing with a person, taking them through a process of understanding that you have the power to transform by your words you speak and the thoughts you think, the thoughts you allow your mind to entertain that may be hurting you.
Yeah.
That may be the cause of this. You have the power to transform through your ability to love and forgive. We go through, you know, so before actually getting to the different things that you can do to move your body or to help your body physically, we need to go through these mental things and dealing with the mindset. What is it you believe? All of these things contribute to your health at a cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good, because often that's missing from traditional diagnosis of certain things, right? Looking at the heart and condition. And of course, we know as Christians, as kingdom people, that is the core of everything, is yes. paying attention to the emotions, the things of the heart, the wounds.
Yeah, a lot of those things. I've had a couple of ladies who became free from autoimmune conditions by forgiving, going wow. through a process of forgiveness, that they had these conditions for years, over 20 years, one of them. And after going through this process of forgiveness, it was just a short time. And it's just, all of those different symptoms and stuff was like, where did they go?
Wow.
How is this possible? That's all I needed to do all this time. Because she had all against one person in particular that was making her sick, that made her sick, you know? And so, you know, as a Christian, I know the power of prayer. But on the other side of that prayer, how can you hold on to your healing or your health, you know?
That's it. That's so good. Because the Word of God is powerful. I believe it has the solution to so many problems that we face in our world today, if only we will look and apply it and begin to activate it. But you're right. A lot of times people might get their healing, but now how do you maintain that? So is that kind of the next step in your process?
Yes. So then, you know, one of the things that drew me in even deeper, that one interview just really changed my life. Now, he said one of the main ways that he found and that the man took him through was bouncing on a mini trampoline. I was like, God must have a sense of humor. Bouncing on a mini trampoline, what? And so, you know, finding out how the lymphatic system works, yes, bouncing on a mini trampoline is the best way to activate your lymphatic system. Because the lymphatic system, the way it works, all of the lymph fluid flows up in one direction, upwards. And so at the bottom of the bounce, the check valves open and allow the fluid to come up through the body. You know, it helps it. And so I was just like, this is so amazing. And one of the other processes that I use is the second best way, and that's breathing techniques. So you can get massages and different things that you can do as far as using your hands to help move the fluid. But those are like the two best ways that I use.
Wow, that's so good. You know, as a speaking coach, one of the things that I help women particularly, but men also as well, but particularly is the use of their voice. A lot of times, how do you, because it's an instrument that we've been given, right? And how we need to learn how to use it to its fullest capacity. And one of the beginning things is understanding how to breathe properly, yes. Your diaphragmatic breathing.
Yeah, so many people don't know how to breathe properly. It's sometimes it's comical. You know, working with people, they're like, how is it I don't know how to do this and I do it every day?
Exactly. They're like, what? You mean it's going to feel awkward when you first do it because you're not used to breathing that way, but it will enhance your life. So it's so refreshing to hear you talk about that, as breathing is a core component of maintaining health and better health. So I know that you believe also that your words are the beginning of better health. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know that the words that we speak, you know, people say your words have power, but your words actually do have power. I tell people that your words, they go forth into the future and they wait for you. Mm. So what do you have waiting for you? What have you been speaking that's waiting on you, even if the future is an hour from now, next week, next month? What is waiting on you? You know, and when you think of it that way, you say, oh, wait a minute, I need to consider this and be more mindful of the words that I'm speaking, because when we speak those words that are negative and that those words that are just not helpful to your, you know, not only to your life and your business, but to your health at a cellular level. Hmm. That's what we have to understand, that our mind, and I know you probably know this, but your mind believes everything that you tell it. And then the brain does everything that the mind tells it to do. Mm-hmm. So it starts with you. You have to take the responsibility to be mindful of the words you speak. Mm-hmm. So that in itself is really a process when you're talking about changing, you know, the way that, especially if that's been a problem for you that you didn't understand was the problem.
So maybe just unpack that a little bit. I think I know what you mean by that in terms of your future, like what's waiting in your future because of the words. But can you unpack that a little bit for our listeners? Because they might be wondering, what do you mean by that? What's waiting for you? How do your words?
Yeah. So if you speak in words that are, you know, you're always saying, I'm like, if you're dealing with sickness and your health is not good, you're stressed out and you're saying, man, I'm always stressed out. Things are just never going to get any better. Every time I turn around, it's just this sickness, that sickness, and another thing, and just aches and pains. I'm just feeling, oh, all of that stuff can affect you at a cellular level. And the more, and if you keep doing it, it could begin to literally make you physically sick. It can cause problems in your physical body that when you go to the doctor, the doctor cannot see negative talk show up on the x-ray. He's not going to see unforgiveness show up on the MRI. Right?
That's a mic drop right there. That's a mic drop right there. The doctor can't see unforgiveness on an x-ray or like negative talk on an MRI. Right. So good. You know? So good, Hillary. Continue.
Yeah. So, you know, we have to know that. You know, they say the positive, we should speak positively and positive thinking. And sometimes it sounds so cliche and it don't sound like a big deal. But the more that I've gotten into this world of lymphology and understanding that at a cellular level, you can make yourself sick by the words you speak, the thoughts you think. And it's that in itself, when you can change that around, it gives you a different, not only a different perspective, but it can change your cellular self. That's what we have to understand. Your cells respond to negative talk.
Wow.
And it responds to positive talk as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I remember in, you know, one of the programs that I facilitate called the Radiant Leadership Academy, we talk about this experiment done by, and it's been duplicated years and years in, I think his name is Dr. Yamamoto in Japan.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Yeah, where the words spoken and how it changed the molecules of water to into different shapes and also the structure of plants or food and things like that, and how the positive brought these beautiful designs like a snowflake designs, whereas these negative words were like these ugly shapes and things like it, we don't realize that is so powerful at the cellular level. What is happening?
Right. It's doing the same thing to our cellular self. And we're made up of 37.2 trillion of cells. And we want all our cells to be healthy.
Wow.
You know, we want to do our part. And the thing is, the body knows what to do to keep us healthy. But if we keep talking negative, it can only work with what you're giving it.
That's right. That's right. You know, and what is it?
If you keep eating hamburgers, you know, if you talk about eating, if you keep eating hamburgers and you never touch a salad, the body can only do its part based on what you're doing. So that's why I tell people, you got the power to help your body help you have better health and a more vibrant life. You have to do your part.
That's so true. And what is it? What's the percentage of water that's in our body? Is it like 90-something, 90?
Yeah, I've heard from 70 to like 90%,
A lot. So how do you know, if someone is listening today, how would they know if their lymphatic system isn't working properly?
Okay, if you're feeling fatigued all the time, it could be that your lymphatic system is not working properly. Mm. If you're dealing with inflammation, pain, swelling, it definitely could be that your lymphatic system is not working properly. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with brain fog, you can't think clearly, you know, thoughts are just not coming like they used to, it could be that you're dealing with a clogged lymphatic system. You know, so if your immune system is low, and every time you turn around, you're the one that gets sick when everybody else is okay, it could be that your lymphatic system is compromised.
And so is there anything else about, you know, we talked a little bit about the breathing and part of the process. Is there anything else that is important to know about breathing properly for your health?
One of the main things, I just go through this right quick. Our eyes are meant for seeing, our ears are meant for hearing, our nose is meant for smelling, our mouth on, okay, now when we talk about the mouth is, it's gonna eat, it's gonna talk, it's gonna sing, and all of that. But our nose is meant for, only our nose is meant for breathing. Our mouth is not meant for breathing. We should breathe in and out through our nose. That right there could help change your health for the better.
That's revolutionary because, you know, I know that even when, you know, I help people to go one step in between, it's like, you know, breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth as you're talking, you breathe out like the air. But when you're, what you're saying is at a resting state.
Yes. Just your regular sitting around, you know, not doing anything, breathing. You should be breathing in and out through your nose. And that's, it's three reasons why. God is so good. Our nose warms the air that comes in. It filters the air that comes in from airborne pathogens and different stuff, that debris that we can't see, you know. And then the most phenomenal thing that happens is that when we're breathing properly, the air comes in, it's warmed, it's filtered, but then your lungs knows how much air is needed at any given moment. Mm. When you breathe in through your mouth, you have a tendency to overbreathe. And you're breathing in air, if you're breathing like that all the time with your mouth open, you know, you ever watch people and they're just sitting with their mouth open, you're breathing in air and you're breathing in stuff that's not filtered, and it's could be too much. That's a problem.
That's so true. I know from a speaking point of view, when people are mouth breathing, they're not breathing in through their nose, you know, they, one, it becomes a shallow breathing, but two, it can dry out your mouth. You know, people are like, how do I get it? Why do I get a dry mouth? It's probably because you're not breathing properly.
Because people say, man, my mouth is so dry. I tell them, close your mouth. Just close your mouth for, or give it a few seconds. And the fluid, I don't know how best to say it, comes from your gums and will, you know, moisten your mouth again.
Yeah, that's so good. This is so good, Hillary. So if people are listening today and they're thinking, okay, I'm convinced I need to have my lymphatic system worked on or unclogged, drained, how do they do that? Where do they go to find that? Like, do you do this? I'm sure you do it in person, but is this something else, something that you offer them as a starting point?
Yes. Mainly if they wanted to talk, I have a 20-minute talk just to find out if what they have is something I can help them with or not.
Okay.
And that can go to bit.ly, speak with Hillary, and that way we can have a conversation. Mm. And most of the work that I do with people is virtual, you know, because I'm teaching you how you can help your body help you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so good. Wow. I will put that. Yeah. So we'll put that also in the description, but it's bit.ly or bit.ly/speakwithHillary with two L's.
Yes. And it's a capital S on the speak and a capital H on Hillary.
Okay.
Speak with Hillary. Thank you for that.
You're most welcome. Well, this has been a very enlightening discussion, and I'm sure our listeners have taken notes. If you haven't, you want to go back and listen to this, please share it with someone you know needs to hear this, because and you would probably agree, Hillary, that the lymphatic system is probably one of the most important systems in our body.
Yeah, it's the system that helps all the other systems. Without it, you'll be really sick, sick. And if it's shut down in 12 hours, you're dead.
Wow. Seriously. Wow. That's crazy. Well, If you are listening today and something resonated with you, something, get in touch with Hillary, find out how she can help you and maybe to help you begin to get back to health and take control of your health and peace so that you can fulfill the call of God on your life. You know, this body that we have is a temple of the Holy Spirit, and it's our responsibility to care for it and to keep it in the very best condition and shape so that we are ready to run. We're ready to do whatever God wants us to do and not be held back by our body's limitations or sickness in particular, because God has given us a commission on the earth. And I want you to fulfill your commission. I want you to fulfill it with joy and with freedom. And so if you are listening today and you know that you want to up-level your speaking skills, that you want to be able to communicate your message just like Hillary has communicated here, then I want to encourage you to check out the link down below for the Kingdom Speaker Academy. We are starting up again here in April. And if you want to get launched as a speaker, you know the TED Talks? Have you heard of TED Talks?
Yes.
Well, we have launched a new platform called Kim 10 Stages, which is Kingdom Impact Message in 10 Minutes, for you to be able to put together a message that's clear, concise, and compelling in 10 minutes and have an impact. And you also get a professionally done video for you to promote your speaking. So if you're interested in that, please check out the link and get in touch with me, because we're on a mission to raise up women across the globe and men to be voices of influence, because I believe that you and I, as kingdom-minded people, have the solutions that the world needs. And we need to be willing to develop the skills that need it to be able to get that get in front of the right people, but also to be able to communicate that. So thank you so much for sharing your time with us today, Hillary. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Please share this episode. Pass it on to someone that you know would need it, and get in touch with Hillary as well. And remember that your voice is an instrument of transformation and needs to be heard. So let it be heard. Bye, everyone.